It's certainly very concerning, and I suppose, in my view, these delays are unnecessarily. This news, as you said, has broke over the weekend, and this is very concerning now, especially in light of other news over the weekend that there's a recruitment embargo in the HSE on overtime due to financial pressures. If that embargo isn't lifted, this has the potential to get worse, and the potential for these delays to get longer and longer. And as you say, this is putting people's lives at risk, and it needs to be addressed immediately.
The reason why there's such a delay in getting results back is due mainly to a shortage of staff at Sligo University Hospital. Is that what you've been told?
That's what I have been told. That actually was posted on a sign in a GP's practice, that it was due to staff shortages in University Hospital Sligo. How do you address staff shortages? You definitely won't address them with a recruitment embargo or an embargo on overtime. So that decision needs to be reversed, and it needs to be reversed here and now.
It's only speculation, but automatically people will assume the reason why there's embargoes, it's something to do with the overrun of spending at the Children's Hospital.
That has been said. We can't say that for certain. I do know that national media carried a report over the weekend, and in that report it said that it was due to financial pressures. And there is speculation that a lot of those pressures are related to the National Children's Hospital.